The history of the Tikal dynasty is truly remarkable. In AD 378, Lord Great Jaguarpur defeated Wakshtakhtun and dismantled Tikal's rival. The expanded kingdom prospered, reaching its height in the 6th century, when its territory covered nearly 1,000 square miles, small by the standards of Egypt or Han China. But it was a city-state, because, you see, classic Maya civilization was a patchwork. It was a maze of competing states who went through these endless cycles of rise and fall, of collapse and renewed prosperity. The same old game of the concertina. And inevitably, there was expansion on the margins of polities like Tikal, where new states rose and fell as the core prospered or became weak. Such volatility was not unique to the Maya. As we shall see, it was an enduring feature of Mesoamerican civilization on the highlands and generally. There were other Mesoamerican Maya city-states which also achieved great prominence. Among them, Calakmul in the southern lowlands, a major center linked to its subordinate towns and centers by raised roads through the surrounding swampland. Palenque, in the foothills of the Sierra of Chiapas, is famous for its architecture and for the Lord Pakal, Shield, who reigned for 67 years in the 7th and 8th centuries AD. In one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries ever made in Mexico, a Mexican archaeologist, Miguel Ruiz, found the tomb of Pakal. He happened to see some loose paving stones in the floor of the temple of the inscription on top of the pyramid of that name. He removed them and found a rubble-filled passageway and staircase. It took him 2 months to clear it, and down at the bottom was a burial chamber, and in it a sarcophagus covered with a magnificent stone covered with glyphs which we now know recorded the genealogy and the divine ancestors of Pakal. Inside was the skeleton of the man wearing a magnificent jade mask. So the glyphs and the archaeology coincided. Another great city was Copan in modern-day Honduras, which boasted an elaborate complex of enclosed courtyards, pyramids and temples, where successive rulers built their architectural statements on top of their predecessors, like this. Between 435 and 800, a powerful dynasty ruled the city and the surrounding hinterland. But by the 8th century, Copan and other Maya city-states were in trouble. The population had risen. The largest cities were top-heavy with an expanding nobility, and this nobility made constant and insatiable demands for labor, food, and prestigious objects, which put a severe stress on the rural population of commoners. And, on top of all this, elsewhere in the southern lowlands, Maya farming was in trouble. Now, you must understand the dynamics of agriculture in this area, which are distinctive and actually were quite high risk. For years, people puzzled over how the Maya managed to support such enormous cities in an environment where apparently people lived by simple slash-and-burn agriculture, the sort of agriculture we talked about with the banned ceramic of Europe, where the soils were very vulnerable to erosion, could form into a cemented hard pack when cleared, and were very easily destroyed by heavy rainfall. Their fertility, in any case, was low.